Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited about my time with Tamara Green, and she's on the line with me. Hi, Tamara.
Hello, Kristen. I'm so excited about today.
I am. Well, you know, when I contact you, we're in a year of celebrating empowering love, and it's the 10th anniversary of Love and Infertility. And boy, you know, that kind of dates me about how long I've been kicking around, you know, doing my amazing service to the Lord. So it's such an honor to have you here. And why don't you just go ahead and give us a brief what you do, what's your passion, and how you're of service to women and men, and maybe the story about how we came together through great serendipity and and had this amazing connection, and now we're just here today on this wonderful morning recording this for everyone.
Yeah, we are absolutely soul sisters, aren't we, Christian?
Yeah, God bless us.
Well, my passion is love, 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 love. Can I say that again? Love, I love love.
That's why I love, love, love hanging with you. Just being in that energy. You admit that.
Exactly. I mean, I can just remember it so vividly ever since I was 5 years old, like love. I mean, I would just walk around going, I am love, I am love. I don't know, there's just something about love that I'm just completely nutsy, crazy about. So that's my passion. So what do I do for a living? I assist, I guide, I help people with mostly their love problems, whether they're single or in a relationship. So basically, guide singles to find their soulmates and couples to heal their relationships. So
that's so powerful. And I think what our connection is, I feel a connection, which is, you know, someone said to me just last week, because, you know, I don't know how your children describe what you do, but when, you know, in conversation with my, you know, my children, they always say, my mom helps people get pregnant. So the other day, someone said to me, are you a midwife? And I stopped for a minute. I said, in a way, but not in the way that you're thinking. And I think, you know, I think that's our connection. I think we help people bring into the 3D world, or bring into their reality their dreams, their life.
Dreams of love.
Yeah, dreams of love. And the love is for you. You help focus on relationships and self-relationship, your relationship with yourself, loving yourself. And I do too in a way, but it's really helping the couple and the woman focus on self-love and loving that space between them in their relationship while they are transitioning from a couple to a family of three. And also helping a woman, you know, transition from being, you know, a wife and or not a wife, or, you know, a woman to a mom. Right. Exactly. So why I am so excited about our time today and about talking about love, love, love is because I just had a few new clients last week, and really what they were talking about is their unbelievable strength. So when I listen to women's stories about what they are doing to create their family, the braveness, the stamina, the fortitude, that organic drive, the you know, the process of it is so filled with grace and so filled with this, you know, divine feminine goddess energy. And then underneath it, it's as if the fog comes in and a sense of separation from that love, love, love of self. Right, the love, the nurturing, the kindness, because it shifts, you know, it shifts from almost, you know, I don't want to say it this harshly, but, you know, the body against the heart and the soul, you know, there's not an integration there, you know. I like to say sometimes it feels to them that their heart, mind, and soul aren't talking. Like, not only are they having communications maybe within your relationships, but also within their relationships with them, and how that energy shifts and how that energy feels heavy and draining and tiring. Mm-hmm. So
right.
Maybe you can, speak to that from your perspective of maybe the cycle of that, the emotional component of that, and not only that, how they draw in that energy, because the love is an energy. It's a vibration. It's a way of being. It's a connection.
Well, it's actually who we are. It's our original
right.
state. It's actually, we are literally born an unconditionally loving being, which is completely our natural state. But what happens with all these different transitions, as you're talking about, when we go from, let's say, single to being in a relationship, or even if it's a relationship with a new child, right?
Right.
A new baby, even if you've decided to do this as a single mom sort of thing. But what happens is in these transitions, people are stepping into unknown territory. For
right.
this life, anyway.
Right.
We've gone through it thousands of times in past lives. But in this life, we forget all about that. And we step into the unknown, which is so scary. Right? And then that's where the fog comes in.
Right.
The unknown. It's scary. We don't know what we're doing, what's going to happen. Most people want to guarantee, like, it's really going to be okay, or else I'm just going to fall apart if I just don't know if
right.
it's going to be okay. And guess what? We never know.
Right.
We never know until we know. Right?
Well, and it's in my personal experience, and also listening to so many amazing women over the years, the fear is the fear becomes a thing. It just becomes
oh, yeah.
so big in
mm-hmm.
the process. And Tamara, I remember when I was doing injectable medicines. In a treatment.
Yeah.
I'm not a very big person, but, I would go from being this not very big person to having to wear, two sizes up clothes because of the hormones that you're injecting and within the whole process. We speak a lot about this within, private coaching and also group coaching. It's you begin with this sense of, this is the time, you begin, and then you're bombarded with different chemicals that,
right.
that you're not used to taking.
Very
and then
to your body, right?
Right, and then your body goes into this massive change. You got to think you're super ovulating, you're super creating a uterine lining, and, your body is responding, the way it needs to be responding, but then you're feeling foreign in your body.
Right.
So I would love for you to, address that. It's in their statistical data that says women going through fertility treatments have the same stress and, emotional component as people going through cancer. And,
oh, sure.
And so, I just wanted to throw that out about, how do you remain, or how do you continually connect to that birthright of love, unconditional love, mm-hmm. under those conditions, right?
Right. It's interesting because just even to get to that place where you're deciding to take fertility drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, I haven't gone through it before, even though I've had, I went through a series of miscarriages. After the birth of my first daughter, I went through miscarriages, and I remember being in this place so well of like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong? Why can't I carry this child to term or a baby to term? What's wrong with me? And I think that's like that fog thing that starts to come in, and then, you go and seek help. Like, what's wrong with my uterus? What's wrong with my body? How come I can't this? How come I can't that?
Right.
You start to doubt
right
who we are,
right?
And then you start the fertility treatment, and then it's a whole other layer of bombardment, right?
Right.
That happens to you. So it's that what's wrong with me energy
right.
that starts to get away from, or where you lose that connection with your original self of unconditionally loving yourself, by the way. That is, we are born absolutely loving who we are.
Right.
Absolutely, without any question. We don't even question it at all. We absolutely love ourselves authentically.
Right.
And everyone else and everything else. But it's those little things that creep in, like, gee, what's wrong with my body? What's wrong with me? You know, did I do something wrong? Is this karma? Like, you start going through all that stuff.
Right.
And then there's
and then the flip side of that is the anger. And then those emotions that we're talking about, these emotions that we're discussing are so, so heavy. You know, they're just heavy in a feel. I was speaking with this wonderful woman last week. She's a new client, and she was talking to me all the things her body has gone through. She had an illness and then, you know, fertility, and she's consciously trying to conceive. And I love conscious conception, you know, how powerful that is, because that brings you to your awareness of creating. You know, what do you want? What do I want? Brings you to what? It brings you to the polar opposite of what I don't have, right?
Right.
And so
right.
the consciousness of always being whole, your body having all the ability to heal itself and amazingly regenerate, right? And has the power to do, create a spinal cord, create a brain, create another human being. So it's, What tips, or if you know, what do you talk to a client about staying in that higher vibration? And
right.
I know you've helped me with that with just a few amazing affirmations or sayings, and mm-hmm. and you know, because I love that. I love the affirmations that you share.
Yeah, as you know, Kristen, I'm an energy freak.
Energy lush.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an energy lush, absolutely. So, you know, we are energy. Everything in this, you know, universe and beyond is just energy. That's what we are, and everything is energy. So I like to teach people to play with energy. We're creative beings. We co-create with God, and let's play with energy. So it's what we do, right? You see kids, you know, playing with energy all the time. All the time. They can take a stick and turn it into the most magical wand, you know, ever, right? It's mm-hmm. just playing with energy. So if you want, right now, we can actually do a really quick little meditation, I guess I'll call it an activation or a meditation, where we can just kind of pull in energy. We can push energy and pull it in. And right now, if you want, we
let's
can just
go,
do
baby.
Really,
let's
yeah,
go.
Do
Bring it.
It
on.
Let's do it. Okay. So everybody listening to this call, to this recording, just sit, either lay down or sit with your feet firmly planted on the floor, or just lay down. And the key is to have your spine erect. You want your chakras, which are your energy points, to be in alignment, but you want to be very relaxed. And the best way to get relaxed really fast is just to take a nice deep breath in, real deep breath into your belly. And then exhale. And as you exhale, just feel all, like, old stagnant energy just run down your arms and flow out your fingertips. And again, another deep breath in. So you breathe in. And just let the energy flow down your arms and out your fingertips, down your legs and out your toes. And immediately you just start to feel relaxed. As soon as you put attention not in your mind, but on your body, you instantly relax because you're in the present moment. When you're in the mind, you're not in the present moment. So let's play with a little bit of energy here. So So what I want you to, everyone to do is just notice that the back of your body, the back of your spine, the back of your head, the back of your neck, you know, your spine, the backs of your legs, just feel the energy of in the back of your body. And there is a awareness, it's an energy of awareness that is in the back of your body. And that energy, that awareness, or that consciousness is the energy, the unique energy that you are. It's who you really are. It's how you were born, your original state. It kind of stays in the back of your body. Okay, now notice, now put your attention now on the front of your body, your face, the front of your neck, your chest, your heart, your stomach, fronts of your arms and legs, and notice it's a little bit different energy. This is the part of our body that is kind of run by the mind and the ego, and this is what people see. People see this, and so it's almost like who we really are, which is in the back, that energy, goes through this filter of what we want people to see or what, you know, it sort of goes through this filter, if you kind of get the drift of what I'm saying here.
I love that.
Feel the difference of this solid, really deeply tuned in, connected energy from the back of your body. Very solid. Isn't it interesting that the spine is in the shape of the eye? The eye. It's like the I am. We're deeply connected to our I am presence in the back. But in the front, it kind of goes through this filter. So right now, literally take the energy that is you, your original state energy from your back, and fill, like, push out the unawareness from the front of your body and just fill up your body with the original state energy of you. Good. So now your entire body is filled with your very powerful energy. Now, take this energy, and if it's, you know, it can be anything. It can be money, relationship, anything. But now you can, and like a baby, let's say a baby, you want to pull in a baby. So you take this energy, and from your right side is where you give out. Like when you're giving energy out into the universe, it comes out of your right side. So from the right side, have this energy go out into the world, like out, you know, going out and getting a baby, let's say, right? Out of your right side, and have it swirl around like a typhoon in a clockwise fashion, wrapping around all the way around the earth. It's wrapping around and gaining momentum around and around, gathering more and more energy, more and more energy, more and more energy as it's going all the way around the earth, and now coming into your left side, and feel it. Feel it on the left side. Feel the left side of your face. Feel the left side of your shoulder, your arms, your sides, all the way down to your feet, and have it come back. That energy, what you put out there in terms of your desires and your wishes, have it come back tenfold to you in your left, and receive it. Most problems we have are receiving problems, so take this in. That's the key. Take in this energy. Receive it. Feel it coming in on your left side. So the energy you put out on your right side comes and gathers so much energy, tenfold or even more, and then now receive it into the left side of your body and take it in. Okay, I don't know about you, Kristen, but it's feeling really powerfully.
It was amazing. It was beautiful because it's the missing little puzzle piece to, I'm so grateful for you sharing that exercise, because in my, you know, in my teaching, in my way of sharing what you did, and not so eloquently, well, nicely, I talk about you're ordering up every thought, every feeling, every impulse is ordering up your desire to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the analogy, I don't know if I told you this, but I use the analogy of being in the Dunkin' Donuts line, right? And you get to the speaker and you proclaim what your heart desire is, what your dream is, what your passion is, what you want. And then you have to drive up to the window. There's a gap between the order window and the drive-up window where you get your coffee, right?
Yeah. Right.
And so you're putting out on the right side what you're desiring through the speaker.
That's it.
Hello, universe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm creating, co-creating with you a family, and I'm open to all possibilities. But just so you know, this is my preference.
Yes,
I'll take my coffee, a half decaf with extra skim, And then you drive up to the window, and isn't it such a powerful image that it's usually your left side? That you are receiving that coffee. You pay with your, you pay and then you receive that coffee with your left hand into your being, right? That was so amazingly powerful of just knowing. It's almost as the image could be that you always have everything you need on your back, in your backpack, in your backpack of you. Your perfect you, all that energy is there,
right?
And it's just making sure you're bringing it in the forefront.
Exactly. So I would say the two key things to remember here is that almost every problem that we do have is a receiving problem. That's one. Mm-hmm. So be open to, because it takes vulnerability. Sometimes it feels kind of risky, or sometimes it's kind of scary. Because it does take you into the unknown often. So be open to receive. And when you do this little tiny meditation I just did right there, activation, if you practice that, it gets easier to just open up that left side and receive, 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 receive.
Right.
The other thing, oh, God, I just missed it. It just went out of my head. It'll come back.
That's okay. I was just, within a private session last week, we were talking about that, the worthiness to receive, the mm-hmm. worthiness, and then the cycle of how it almost becomes an obsession or an addiction that you're looking for what you want and you get obsessed. And the analogy I was using, Tamara, I live close to the ocean, and every day, I walk on the ocean. And that's the one nurturing thing I do for myself. Not one, but, one of the nurturing items I do for myself. And we are very much into collecting sea glass.
Mm.
And in the summer, it almost becomes a competition in the neighborhood because they're so precious and so tiny. And you have to, walk for a while. And the beach is covered with rocks. And you have to be mindful, right? You have to kind of be mindful of what you're doing.
Right.
But for me, I can feel the energy come up when somebody else gets a piece. And it's a competition. It's almost like, well, welcome, they got one and I didn't get one, right? So what we do now, what my kids, my children and I do, we shout out, green or better, because we love green, but we also would love anything better, right? Because I find when I get, triggered, I keep my head down, only looking at what's right in front of me, and close my vision, and then become obsessed. Where is the sea glass? Where is the sea glass?
Right.
And I can tell you, I was laughing, the other day because I was walking. I'm like, okay, green or better. Where's the green or better? And then sure enough, not too long ago, walk a little bit. It was this big honking piece of green in the shape of a heart.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And I thought for sure it was a gift from heaven from a new angel up there,
Absolutely.
And but I was sharing that with a client because it's the subtleness and it's the judgment, the mm-hmm. judgment that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you, and that amazingly powerful, energetic meditation that you just did is, there's no judgment because it is. There is, you're just is. You are.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You are this energy that you always have unlimited power and unlimited source to.
Right.
But bring in the consciousness of giving your desire out and then pulling it back in and receiving.
Right, and you're reminding me of what that other key point was, is letting go of the attachment.
Right.
We hold on so tight.
Right.
We hold on really tight to what we want, and we have this idea, it's got to show up like this. It's got to be, you know, like, I'm a perfect example of this with, you know, I had no problem having my first, you know, child. Easy, breezy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
So easy. The second time around, you know, we just, I kept trying to get pregnant, and I would get pregnant, but I wasn't able to hold the pregnancy, and it just wasn't happening, one miscarriage after the next. And then finally I said, well, okay, I'm just destined to just have one child, and that's fine. You know, I finally started letting go of the attachment that I had to it. And then, lo and behold, what happens next is, you know, my husband says, you know, I can't quite give up on this, let's adopt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, sure. And then, so I have to tell you this because it is quite okay. Amazing and divine how it all sort of worked out. The last pregnancy that I had went five months.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh, I didn't know.
Oh,
that. I'm so sorry.
It's one of those beautiful wounds that turned into the most amazing gift ever. So, you know, I had to, it was clear that the baby, you know, the heart, you know, there was a huge problem and the heart, the baby died, whatever. So the baby, though, was due on March 24th, 2001. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a year goes by after that, and my husband says, you know, let's adopt. And I'm like, well, yeah, that sounds like a really great idea, actually, let's adopt. I kind of wasn't thinking about it, really, until he mentioned that. So we go through the course of adoption. We get this amazing little boy. And I bring him home, and my friend says, oh, this is so exciting. So when's his birthday? I want to put it in my calendar. And I said, it's May. He was born on May 24th, 2001. And it didn't hit me until I said it to my friend, like, oh, wow. He was, you know, he is my child.
Right, right.
You know,
right. And I have goosebumps. And it's... Mm-hmm. It was, for me, the process of saying to myself, just what you said, oh, my goodness, I want to be a mom, and mm-hmm. I know that little spirit baby
mm-hmm.
who's supposed to come to me is either, you know, it took me a bit to say it out loud, but it was, that spirit was either going to come through me and come
yeah.
into our family or come to me.
Right.
And it was that energetic shift of, I am open to all possibilities of creating my
go.
Family.
That's it.
And it took a mm-hmm. bit to mm-hmm. mourn that vision that you had, that dream you had in your mind of
yeah.
how you know, the creation process was going to be.
Right.
But once I did, it was unstoppable because I don't know if I told you this, but you know, I was turning 40. And really getting heat from, you know, from my husband at the time and also from the reproductive endocrinologist because of my history. You know, you have no tubal function. You know, how are you going to get, you're almost 40 and blah, blah, blah. And I slipped into, you know, the nutty, crunchy Kristen and did all my alternative stuff and really felt strongly connected to my body that I was good, that I knew I could get pregnant. And almost as a, I'm going to show you, to these men, I went for a repeat hysterosalpingogram. And if you don't know what that is, it's, for me, they're very painful. You know, they shoot the dye up into you to see if, and into your tubes, and watch it in real time if it flows out of the tubes. Mm-hmm. And so there you are in a very vulnerable position, you know, on an x-ray table, and, you know, the doctor's doing what he's doing, and no dye goes through. So he pushes again, and no dye goes through. And now it's just terrible quiet in the room. So I kind of wobble off the table, because for me it was so painful, and went and changed. And I remember standing in the little changing room. It's almost like a fitting room. and closed the curtain, and I turned my back to the curtain and was facing the wall and just put my hand on my heart and started praying. And I was like, God, what? You know, what? I know. You know, it was a moment I could have broken down and went into, oh, poor, poor, pitiful Kristen, you know, I'm a victim, to total disbelief that I knew what was in black and white wasn't what I was feeling. And so I put my clothes on and walked into the room, and, you know, all these men were there, you know, with their heads down, and finally said, Kristen, you know, you got to face it. Look at what was black and white. You're perimenopausal. You're 40. You know, you need to do an IVF. And I sounded like a crazy woman because I looked at them and I said, don't ever call me perimenopausal again. And I said, I don't care what you saw. That's not what I know.
Mm-hmm.
I need six more months and I will be pregnant. And, of course, they were like, woo, 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 woo. You know? And I went back to all my, you know, amazing healing friends. And said to my wonderful Lisa, who was my cranial sacral awesome woman and my best BFF, I said, what the hey? And she said, I think that their tubes were in spasm. She's like, you got to think, Kristen, you know, and then the fear and everything, they probably went into spasm. And then lo and behold, 6 months later, when the time was ticking and the medication arrived, December 31st, and January 1st, we were supposed to start the cycle. You know, I found out I was carrying Grace. And lo and behold, that's her name. And it is, you know, the connection to your heart, the connection to the love that's always behind you, the amazing exercise that you just had us go through.
Yeah.
But and it's simply putting your hand on your heart and saying, tell me what I need to know.
There you go.
Share the wisdom that I is in every cell of my body. And I think, you know, for me, our time right now together is like, it is coming together and screaming this from the mountaintops because we're so disconnected as a tribe of women, you can say that, you know?
Right.
That it's creating the energetic connection between all of us, that could it be that simple tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be this simple that you just put your hand on your heart and say, what do I know? And then follow your leadership of just teaching us, pull that energy from behind, pull it in front, give out, say what you would like to this beautiful, amazing, unlimited the universe, and then pull it back into you.
Yeah.
How easy, lemon squeezy, you know?
Yeah. You said it easier than I did. Yeah, I mean, it is that simple, and what we've been taught throughout the centuries is that it's not simple, but it is that simple. In fact, you had mentioned the word judgment, right? We go into judgment, which is, you can't be in awareness, you know, again, like that back part of your body is your awareness. That's where it's kind of housed.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be in awareness, and you cannot be in judgment at the same time. It's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right.
So as soon as you're in judgment, you've disconnected yourself. Well, no. Let me say that again. It's impossible to be disconnected. Completely impossible because you are who you are. But you, like a radio station, you may not be tuned in.
Right.
So if you're in judgment, you're not tuned in.
Right.
But if you're open to possibilities, like you said, you are completely tuned in. So, yes, it's that simple.
Right. And one of the things, another quick, tip or tidbit is really, you know, that practicing of daily, or maybe three times a day when you start, or as much as you need. You know, I check in, you know, creating a witness platform that you are, you know, a place in your mind's eye that when you close it, that spot or that image or that place becomes a place in your mind's eye that you just close your eyes and you're there, and you become an observer to who you are and how you're reacting within a situation. And, you know, of course, you shouldn't do that when you're driving.
disclaimer there.
Yeah, sometimes I do it at the light and squint to see what the light is, but...
Right, right.
Oh, God.
Well, one of the things that I tell my single clients, because they hire me to help them find their soulmate, so what I have them do is, every day, just in everything that you're doing, whether you're washing the dishes or going to the supermarket and buying food or whatever, I just want you to act as if you're already there. You're already, let's say, engaged, or you're already married, or you're already even with your family, with kids and everything. You're already there. So just be in the energy of, married or a mom or whatever,
right.
Whatever their dreams are. Because for most of these women, I kind of have two different types of clients. One, which are the ones that are in their 30s and early 40s, and they still want their, children. And then I have the 50 and above who are divorced or widowed, and they want profound love. They're done with family. But just to be in the energy, just feel what it feels like to already be married and then walk out in the world like that.
Right. Right.
I
love that. Because I talk about faking it till you make it,
That's it.
Fake it till you make it. And as much as possible, even if it is to jot down how that feels to you. Take a moment and journal, what would be your ideal day if you were a mom and how that would look, and write that down. And then keep that and reread it. It was amazing that one of these ladies, one of my amazing clients said to me, my ideal day and my ideal car would be a van. She's like, isn't it funny, I look at vans and I want a van. Because that means baby to me. And she goes, I think I'm going to get a van.
That's so funny because I went through my minivan days too.
Yeah, I did too. And isn't it amazing that, so doing that process, she's like, I see me in a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
I drive a minivan. How many other people have images of them one day buying a red sports car, but her image was her in a minivan.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, you said, till you make it, and I love that. I think that's like really fun. In fact, I think I'll steal that from you and use it with my
clients. It's not mine.
I know.
Of course, take it with two hands and run. I have a chapter in Love and Infertility, Fake It Until You Make It.
Yeah.
And, faking it until you make it. Take the time. And you know what, Tamara? Speaking from, Cole's 15 and Grace is 10, and I talk about this a lot within, I share this, was that I became so blinders on to create a baby, to create a family. How do I create a family? I got to create a family. What am I going to do? Running around, doing all this stuff. I never was consciously creating what it was going to be like when I was a family. And so that is maybe because, I didn't take the time to do that. That was my offering. How is that going to look? Really be there with your partner if you have a partner. Will you bring the baby if the baby's going to go to preschool or daycare? Or how is this going to work? How is our life going to work? Are we going to live where we're going to live? And it is bringing you to be actually there, and taking that time. And I think also, it's just feeling the energy of being in that dream. It's so loving, isn't it? So
absolutely
different.
Right, and what I was going to say, it's not fake. It's actually real. It's actually in the creation world. It really, that energy is what is absolutely necessary to actualize the baby, or in my case with my clients, the relationship. It's what literally helps kick it right in, so that now you're experiencing it on the physical plane. because it all creation starts on an energetic level. It
right.
all does.
Right. I got to share a quick story about a client who was a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was, her partnership slipped away through the fertility challenges. And she was a nurse, and she was, I'm not giving up on this. I'm not giving up on the, you know, my dream. And so she called me one day, and we had a session, and in between the session, she's like, I think I'm going to be a foster mom. I think I'm going to be a foster mom. And she went through all the requirements to do that and became a foster mom. And lo and behold, I think it was so divine. It was less than, you know, a week after she gets all set up, they call her, knowing she's a nurse, and says, you know, we have this infant that needs foster care. And she's like, well, of course. And she's like, oh, my God, Kristen, you know, within how long I'm getting this infant, right? So the infant comes. She starts taking care of the baby. And the next thing you know, the baby's up for adoption.
Uh-huh.
And she adopts the baby.
There you go.
And
you
she go. Calls me, and we're crying because, you know, the likelihood of that. And, like, I didn't understand the magnitude. I got goosebumps again. But I didn't understand the magnitude because in the foster care system, there's, That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen a lot. I mean, you
right.
would know that. So within how divinely guided,
uh-huh.
it, within this terrible time of her life of, you know, things
yeah.
going away, her marriage went away, mm-hmm. her life went, you know, her life shifted so much, she was still internally guided, I'm going to be a foster mom. And then, boom, she gets
yeah.
this baby.
It just never shows up the way you think, the way your mind drums up. You know, it just never shows up that way.
No.
Never. Like my son. In fact, my daughter doesn't look anything like me. My son, my adopted son, my quote, adopted son, he looks just like me. So...
He
my
was coming to you either
born.
Way, man. He was yours, right?
Right. I mean, my daughter, you know, in terms of what I had, my mind was creating, she was supposed to have blonde, you know, curly hair just like me. But nope. She looks just like my husband. But my son, you know, he's got the same, you know, eye color, hair color, skin color, everything. We just look so much alike. It's unbelievable.
That is so divine.
Yeah. So forget about what your mind thinks, how it's supposed to work, or when it's supposed to show up, or how it's going to happen. Forget all of that. It's like another wonderful little exercise that I love to do with people. And again, it's really super quick and fast. And it's kind of playing with energy. So right now, everybody, just open your palms up as if you're holding the thing that you want so badly, and you put that thing in the palms of your hand, and then you really put, you clench on, you hold on to it so tight, because that's what we do. We hold on to the things that we want so badly, so badly. But now you stand up and you throw the stuff that you're holding on to up into the air, and you hand it over to the universe, hand it over to God, and just let go of it. You can have your desires, but you don't have to hold on so tight. Just let it go. Let it go. And it feels good.
It feels awesome.
It feels so light when you just let it go and let the universe, let God just take care of all the details. Your job is just to have the dream, period.
And that's it out. And that's a great, great way to close our time together. Your job is to have the dream.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's
hold
it.
The dream.
And your dream is the exact same dream of your highest self, of God. You know, your highest self is like your God presence. It's
right.
the same thing. Your
right.
dream is God's dream, period.
Right. And if you
same
have
story.
Those little thoughts coming in, you know, the little, mm-hmm. I used to call them, you know, the thoughts that would drive my bus to crazy town, you know.
Right.
Oh, God, that one's taken over again. Hold on. It's going to be a bumpy ride, you know? But, you know, simply all is well.
All is well.
All is well, you know?
That's it.
All is well.
The universe has my back.
The universe has my back. And so much more, but he has our back. Ah, thank you so, so much, my special, wonderful friend.
Oh, this is fun. I love this. This is great. Thank you for asking me to join you today. Really fun.
And so what will happen, just everybody who's on the line and listening and downloading, all tomorrow's information is going to be on our my website, linking it to her, so you'll be able to find her quick and easy. And we're just so honored to be able to share our time with everyone and, you know, dream on and love on. The year of empowering love, and I'm so blessed to have you share it with me.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me, Kristen. It's really been an honor.
Okay. Love you, honey.
Love you too, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.